Right now we're sitting quite feral.
Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Algonquin Local Board of Education to order at 7:05 PM. May we have the roll call?
Mr. Gonzalo?
Here.
Mr. Hannon? Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Four board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item of business is to approve the agenda for this regular meeting. You've had an opportunity to review a draft of this agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Cabazello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Discussion. Just for purposes of the folks following along, we had a late change to the agenda. The items that were items 14 and 15 have been collapsed into item 13. So all the supplementals are contained in one resolution instead of split into three. In every other respect, the minutes are the same as, or the agenda is the same as what you guys have. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Cabazello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of April 25th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll vote upon or entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the board minutes from the special meeting of May 9th. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the board minutes from the special meeting of May 14th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I didn't get who got the second.
Joe.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Motion made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. At this time, we will entertain a motion to go into executive session at 7:09 p.m., the purpose of which is item A2, employment. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We will be back after adjournment of executive session to conduct the rest of the meeting. Okay, at this time I'd like to entertain a resolution to adjourn executive session and return to the regular board meeting at 7:30 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We're back in the regular meeting. Next item is recognition of visitors, audience participation. Do we have any?
Okay, my name's Kelly Bundy, 798 Parkside Place, McDonald. I'm a teacher here, and I'm looking through the agenda. I saw it earlier today, and I see that we're spending some good money on some, you know, electives, new staff for the high school, which I think is great. I'm not opposed to our high school students getting, you know, more opportunities. However, I know there's been discussion of possibly moving to 2 first grade classes for next year. Right now, kindergarten's at about 45. And there was talk, I know Mr. O'Connor spoke with the first grade teachers last week. Obviously it's not to save money because you're spending over $90,000 on 2 new teachers. So I don't understand why, I don't understand why we would take away from our staff and not give these children an opportunity to remain in a small class. This is the foundation. I mean, if they never get these good reading skills, then your test scores are never going anywhere in a good direction. There's a lot of different needs, academically, socially, emotionally, a lot of emotional needs. I kind of wish you would have spoken to the kindergarten teachers personally, because we know them every day. I mean, and there's a lot going on. And they're a great group of kids, but I just feel like you're taking away from them, taking away a nice opportunity for our teachers to have a nice small class size. Kindergarten students didn't get title services until January this year. I know I expressed my displeasure about that, but in first grade, they usually start off right out the gate. So I just feel like this would be a wonderful opportunity for these students and the teachers to have a nice small group, because I mean, I love kindergarten, but I'm kind of a mom half the day and a teacher, and they're very needy. And there are a lot of things. So I would just really, again, and I think if you're going class size, I can't imagine that all the class sizes in the high school have great numbers in all their classes and their electives. I mean, I don't think 15 or 16 kids in a first grade class is like a crazy thing. Oh, that's just too small. So I would ask you to consider that. I don't know where you're at in those discussions. We'd be happy, kindergarten teachers would be happy to share the data we have, because our kids have made amazing gains, but not all of them are reading where the state says they should be reading right now. And when you come in not knowing many letters and they want them reading at a level D, A being the easiest, then a B, then a C, now a D, I mean, they've made amazing gains, but some of them aren't there. They're still at like a B or a C. I don't know. Is that something you guys have discussed at all? Is that any opinions on that?
We have had no recommendation on this.
Okay.
And I guess my advice would be, since the recommendation is going to be coming from your building principal and the superintendent, that probably that ought to be where your focus is right now, so that if you have a basis for making your case, that's the group that you need to sell to.
And I'm open to that. The conversation started because we thought we had to at least have the conversation. When the number came to me, it would be approximately 42 that were moving on. And I know that number can be still varied a little bit. So the conversation came to, we at least have to take a look at it and say 14, 14, 14. That's a conversation we at least had to have. No, nothing set in stone, but if we didn't have the conversation, we felt like we weren't doing our due diligence, especially with the fact that there was a retirement this year. When I met with the first grade teachers, I met with Ms. Razzo, I met with Mr. Williams briefly about these things as well, just to let them know where we're at, so that there wasn't any, you know, we didn't try to hide the fact that we were going to at least have to take a look at it. If there was no retirement this year, I think it'd be a difficult thing to say nobody wants to remove a teacher. But the conversation came up in the fact that we would have an opening based upon a retirement. Do we at least look at the data and say, what would that look like? Because we'd be justifying that 14 for that group of kids, but yet the years before have 20 kids in the classroom, and the year after that'll have 20 kids in the classroom. So it was just a matter of saying, let's justify why that one group of children need 14 in a home run to be successful. So just a conversation that we wanted to have, and we want the teachers to be involved in that process. And that's what we started the other day with first grade, but I agree with you, I'd be happy to include the kindergarten and continue down that road. Absolutely.
Well, I guess if the recommendation comes from you to go to 2, I hope that you can have a discussion amongst yourselves and just consider the fact that I don't want my students to be cheated an opportunity to have a nice small class. I mean, I've had parents say, I love that we have such small classes. This is so, you know, it's awesome. And it's not like we're in any financial hardship, right, Mr. Johnson?
Right.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate that.
I just want to say, too, Cheryl Augustine is with us. When we're dealing with children, we can't only look at the numbers.
Absolutely.
Since we changed the date of the admittance of kindergarten students, we're getting babies. We are getting babies. And they can't do it in one year. And if we throw more kids in those classrooms, it's going to be awful. And we can't just look at numbers. Numbers don't really mean anything if we have the money to take care of 3 classes, because the needs that children have in here 31 years, the needs that I see that children have now are absolutely phenomenal to what they were when I first started. The family structure is so different, and the needs of those children are so different that I think it would be a shame to not have smaller classes if that's a possibility.
Thank you. Anything else for audience participation?
Brian Partain, 792 Parkside Place. I just want to kind of piggyback on what Kelly and Sally said. I'm a parent, daughter's in the kindergarten class right now. And, you know, a lot of these kids, some of them need more attention. Some of them need that extra interaction. You know, we're talking about going up to a ratio of 22-1, so as opposed to 14-1. With the surplus that I think we're sitting on right now, it's kind of doing it service. We actually need to do that to make that cut. You know, just the thought at the time, just a future discussion. These kids do need a little extra attention. That's kind of 2 cents.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Any old business before the board? Move on to new business, Finance Committee. Unfortunately, Mr. Hannon is not present tonight. I believe he has a high school graduation. And I guess that would roll to the other member of the committee. If you have anything.
I do not. We did have a meeting last month, but Tom, Mr. Hannon gave our report at that time, so okay. There's nothing new since then.
Okay. In that case, we'll move on to business. The first item is the approval of the Treasurer's Financial Report for April of 2018, and that's comprised of the check register, the financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mr. Capozzella. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Glace?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to transfer funds from the general fund in the amount of $180,000 to the 005000 district replacement fund. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mr. Capozzella. Any discussion upon the motion? This is just a continuation of our annual $180,000 from general to capital.
Yes, we've initially apportioned that money in various categories to take care of the ongoing needs of capital replacement. And that keeps that expenditure out of the general fund so that the general fund doesn't go up and down with kind of hit and miss expenses. This makes it easier to forecast.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Sorry.
Mrs. Clayson.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sakovic?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2018 five-year forecast as presented and amended by the Treasurer on May 23rd, 2018. A copy of that forecast is attached to the agenda as Exhibit A. On the recommendation of the District Treasurer, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve waste management to provide waste removal services and containers for McDonald High School and Roosevelt Elementary School for 1 year beginning July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019. Copies of those contracts are attached to the agenda as Exhibits B and C. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sakovic?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. And our final item under finance is a resolution to set lunch prices for Roosevelt Elementary School for the 2018-2019 school year as follows. For grade K through 6, lunch of $2.50 and milk at 50 cents. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Any discussion upon the motion?
There's no change in price from last year, correct?
No.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clayce, Chairperson.
So as you will see reflected in the agenda, we had a lot going on the past few weeks. None of these decisions the board took lightly, as reflected by our hours and hours worth of executive sessions that we've had. A lot of the hirings and the two new positions really are reflective of our strategic plan that we developed in trying to meet those goals of increasing academic offerings and strengthening the curriculum that we offer.
Thank you. First item of business is a resolution to hire Megan Titus as treasurer for the McDonald Local School District on a one-year limited contract for the 2018-2019 school year. A copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit D to the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to approve the above reference resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? The contract in question is a one-year contract. The salary is $60,000, and the perquisites and benefits are basically all identical to either what Mr. Johnson had or what Mr. O'Connell has right now. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to non-renew Michael Hecker at the end of the 2017-2018 school year, effective June 1st, 2018. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. President, if I could, I just wanted to thank Mr. Hecker for he filled in this year for Mrs. Robinson. So I want to thank him for his service. I know Mr. Carquino and I truly appreciated what he did for our kids, and his work was duly noted.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is to approve the following certified personnel on one-year limited contracts for the 2018-2019 school year. They're for the individuals, the positions, and at the compensation stated in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. There is any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a one-year limited contract to Jenna Evans as a full-time French teacher for the McDonald Schools for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. Contract is based on an MA plus 30, step 6, for compensation of $55,338. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
John, I think just to add to one of the questions, and Kelly, part of the money that we are spending on this is to replace a half teacher that we lost from the county.
Correct.
So it's not a total wash. It is money that we did have to spend.
Last year we had one and a half Spanish teachers to maintain the load that we had in Spanish 1 through 4. By going to a second full-time language, we believe there will not be a need for the half-time Spanish teacher, so we'll be able to work with one full-time Spanish teacher, one full-time in French.
I don't know if we'll talk about that, I guess, in the next. But that's the need for that full-time teacher position, because we did have the situation where we had need to fill halftime, and that was not an option from the county.
Correct.
At this moment, so at some point you have to make a choice and move forward on that.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a one-year limited contract to James Hungerford as a full-time Spanish math teacher. That's not Spanish math, that's Spanish math. There is no Spanish math, it's just math. For McDonald Schools for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. Contract is based upon a BA Step 0, $36,311. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I'd love to. We're in an odd situation next year, as well as the addition of French as our second language. As noted in a previous board meeting, we do have our current Spanish teacher who's going to be on parental leave for a good portion of next school year. That left the district in a situation where it was extremely possible that we would have been starting the school year with a sub in that room, but yet not someone who was licensed to teach Spanish. Nobody felt comfortable from the administration side of saying that's a good way for us to start the year and potentially go even into January. When we met Mr. Hungerford, I got to be honest with you, I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody who's dual certified in high school math. He's doing a student teaching in calculus and Spanish 4 right now. That is about as diverse of a person as we've ever had the opportunity to meet. So we truly believe that Mr. Hungerford will be able to come in at the beginning of the year and cover our kids in the Spanish side of it, so they will start the year with a licensed Spanish instructor. We know that when Mrs. Rongi returns, she will take those classes back, and then Mr. Hungerford will work with us with his dual license. He'll be able to work with us during that second half of the year through a math role with the district, helping us prepare our students for the state assessments. I know the easy choice would have been just go with that sub, and we would have had to call it a wash, but it just wasn't the right move for our kids. And finding part-time Spanish, we could have offered this gentleman a part-time position, but being a dual math, which is a very small field, and foreign language, the chances of him accepting a position like that would have been slim. So I appreciate the board's willingness to allow us to use some flexibility in bringing him on board.
Any additional discussion?
If we're taking it one step further, if you're looking at a money situation, Mrs. Rongi is not going to be getting paid during
That's
that time
correct.
Off, so it really ends up, I don't think it's 100% of a wash, but it's not additional money that the district is spending for this position. So
that's correct.
It was a choice that seemed to make perfect sense, I guess.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to non-renew Amanda Kale as night-turn high school domestic at the end of her contract on August 31st, 2018. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to non-renew Amanda Kale as assistant cook at the end of her contract on August 31st, 2018. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to non-renew Vonda DeLauder as bus driver at the end of her contract on August 31st, 2018. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve two-year limited contracts for the following personnel for the 2018-2019 and 2019-2020 school years for the individuals, for the positions, for the numbers of days, and for the compensation per hour as set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a continuing contract for following an individual beginning on the 2018-2019 school year at Stephen Napolitano as a night domestic, 260 days at $16.81 per hour. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to approve a continuing contract for the following individual beginning the 2018-2019 school year. That's for Jennifer Shabi as a licensed parapro for 195 days at $12.49 per hour. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the renewal of a supplemental contract for Wilma Silak, transportation supervisor for the 2018-2019 school year. Contract is for 2 hours per day, 206 days per year at step zero, $17.27 an hour for a salary of $7,115.24. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on 1 year supplemental contract for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification BCII FBI background checks. It's for the individuals and the positions and the compensation set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to non-renew all supplemental contracts, substitute contracts, and federal grant contracts issued for the 2018-2019 school year. This is, of course, a housekeeping action and in no way reflects job performance. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following for personal leave. It's for the individuals, for the events, on the dates, and for the substitute compensation as set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Kleiss and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Nothing to report at this time. Nothing new.
Okay, then we'll move to business. Our first item is a resolution to approve the revisions of the high school handbook for the 2018-2019 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a girls' basketball camp for grades K through 6 from June 26, 2018 through June 28, 2018 at the Roosevelt Elementary School Gymnasium at the cost of $30 per student. There's additional information on that in Exhibit E to the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution authorizing membership for McDonald Schools with the Ohio High School Athletic Association the 2018-2019 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Is any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution authorizing the superintendent to approve blizzard bag hours to make up excess calamity hours above the minimum hours required by the Ohio Department of Education, equivalent to a maximum of 3 days of instruction. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I would just like to talk about this for a minute. This would be a rare occasion, correct?
Correct. Yeah, this would be if we, you know, for a winter. I mean, even this winter, we had our share of fair weather issues. But I think we had 5 calamity days, I believe. With the new switch to hours at the high school level, I think we would have to miss 9 to 10 days before we would get to a point where those days would have to be made up. At the elementary level, I think it's even, we'd have to miss 11 school days before blizzard bags would have to be. So this is something that shouldn't be a factor, but it is an option if we get there.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following groups as adult support groups for McDonald Schools. That's the PEGS, the McDonald Basketball Association, McDonald Sideliners, and the McDonald Track and Cross Country Boosters. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Sackett?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a summer school reading and math program at Roosevelt Elementary School from July 30th, 2018 through August 9th, 2018, which will be sponsored by the United Way. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Sackett?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the second reading of the following policies, and those are as set forth in the agenda. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Sackett?
Yes.
Four yes.
Motion carries. We move to the Building and Grounds Committee. Mr. Capozzello.
I don't think there's anything new. Kevin, I mean, anything about start dates?
Yes, some follow-up on the security cameras and the stage programs that were approved at our special meeting. Meeting has been set for next week with the U.S. Communications, who was the company that won the security cameras bid. That's the one, obviously, we want to start as soon as possible because it's going to be a pretty lengthy time for them to get their work done. So next Tuesday, they will come out. I've set that up for Mr. Curquino and I to sit down with them, go over any questions, provide any additional tours through the building, answer anything they have. Again, anticipated to start that right when as soon as possible. We're looking that first week when kids are out. We want to get that ball rolling. I've also reached out to Jim Santini. So he and I are working on a date to start the stage project. The only thing we are working around, Colleen Chance through the dance studio down in the village has a performance, a rehearsal. She rented the auditorium for June 7th and 8th. So we'll meet with Mr. Santini that first week of June, and then he'll be able to be free and clear starting June 11th to do any work in there. The masonry project has been bidded out, so now we're waiting to see who comes through with those bids. First publication was this past Monday, and then next Monday it will be in the paper again. So a lot of projects going right now, but good stuff.
That's about it.
Thank you. We move to the treasurer's report.
Not much to report, although we would like to thank the voter for the support at the polls and renewing that levy. The five-year forecast is about the same as it was in October, just a few minor changes, which includes the passage of that levy and then the inclusion of those dollars into the forecast. The forecast does not include the other levy, the $260,000 levy that's been suspended, as we don't know when that might be recontinued at this time. So once that is, then I would recommend the treasurer to take action to bring that into forecast. That's it.
Thank you.
Voters.
Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had a couple quick items. I know everybody's hot in here and everybody's probably ready to go. But I do want to take a minute to, we've had our art show the last, it was 2 weeks ago, I believe. And I wanted to take a second just to congratulate all the kids who had their work inside, both at the Roosevelt Art Show as well as the high school. On the high school side, I did want a special mention to our winners. First place was Cole Wilson. Second place was Isabella Barris. And third was Emily Gilligan. Mrs. Mills asked me to make a special note that Emily Gilligan will also receive an arts honors on her diploma this year. I think it's one of two in Trumbull County that will receive that award. So I told her I would.
That's great.
Absolutely great to make that mention. Last week, the John Anthony had the spring concert. Truly an amazing performance. It was great to see not only our choir have a larger number than they've had, but also I think there was about 20 kids in the guitar class that we started last year. So between guitar one and next year, they'll be moving into guitar two. So really was one of the best music shows. I might be a little prejudiced. I have three kids that were in it all around, but I'm going to take Mr. Carquito's word because he has no kids in it. He said it was one of the best that he's seen. Yeah, so I want to congratulate Mr. Anthony and all the students for a great performance. Last night, TCTC graduation, so I want to send out our congratulations to those students. That was at Packard Music Hall. Another note I want to make, we had one of our teachers here at the high school, Dana LaRisha, received the A-plus teacher award that was in the Tribune Chronicle, so I want to congratulate her on that honor. A couple of notes for our extracurriculars and athletics going on right now, too. For the baseball team, I want to make special mention of the students that received conference awards. First team this year was Nate Ift, second team Logan Shields, and honorable mention was Zach Nolf, so I want to congratulate those gentlemen and along with the rest of the team. Softball team had a fantastic season. Heartbreaking loss last Thursday, 3-2 to Bristol in the district championship. But just the night before, they knocked off Matthews, so I believe was ranked number 2 in the state at the time when they beat Matthews 2-1. So I want to congratulate all the girls on that performance. I do have some awards for them as well. Rachel Ward and Sierra Schrader were first team. Megan Ward and Hannah Donkers received second team. And honorable mention went to Katie Donkers. So again, congratulations to everybody involved. Track team I know is out there right now, so not sure how that's going right now at the regional competition that started today. We'll finish up on Friday. But last week, our track team won their, for the boys, it was their 11th consecutive district championship, and the girls won their 7th consecutive district championship. So to even think about those kind of numbers is just amazing. So I want to congratulate all those kids and the coaches that were involved in that. Did they? 4x8 did make it out? Good. Fantastic. And last note, graduation is this Saturday, 10 o'clock. So looking forward to that. It'll be a great day for the kids. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any additional items for board discussion?
You know, one thing I just want to break the ice on it. I heard about the state, or the state looking at having only in-school suspension for grade schools.
Correct.
Currently voted on or at least being looked at?
I think, no, that actually did pass. One of the things it takes a look at is taking all your primary education grades and trying to eliminate out-of-school suspensions for those students. That does not include any major violent offenses. So obviously if there's any kind of, you know, I hate to even say it,
right,
weapons, fights, then you still have that option. But what they're trying to remove is young kids being suspended because they're missing school. It doesn't make a lot of sense if kids have an attendance issue and they're suspended, or they're not, you know, minor behavioral stuff that they're trying to clean up and make sure we keep those kids in school. So, yeah, on the primary level, that did pass.
Well, I'd like to take it one step further for us and look at it on the high school level, because we don't have an in-school suspension.
Correct.
And I know that would be an additional cost to us, but I think there is benefit to having in-school in certain situations versus out-of-school suspension.
Absolutely.
So I don't know the next step in that, but I think we should at least look at it from a financial end and see what sense it makes.
Yeah, we could absolutely do that.
Because I think from a student, from the student's end, I think it's beneficial. And at the end of the day, them missing classes can't help them do well on their testing, which at the end of the day helps the whole district have money. So we have to have a thought process there.
Absolutely. And we don't have a high level of suspension, so for us, I don't know that the financial cost would be a matter of sitting down trying to find the right personnel to monitor that, because I think you've got to find the right person to sit in front of those kids to motivate them through that suspension. It wouldn't be just, you know, an average sub that you would find through the county book. We got to find someone who's really invested in those kids and willing to sit down and have those conversations, because that's got to be part of it too. Right. Talking about what they did, how they get there,
why they're there.
Yeah. Yep.
Anything else? In that case, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 8.09 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzella and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzella?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.